Okay, enable.
There we go.
How do we go about pronouncing the name of the new podcast? Aural? Aural?
Yes, Aural, I think.
Aural.
Because it is A after all, so I think it's pronounced Aural.
Aural. Alright. I've never even, like, heard that word.
Yeah, it's kind of like the opposite.
Until Wadge, but...
Basically, it's the opposite to oral, so you're listening.
Exactly. But the way you pronounce it still sounds like oral. It's
yeah.
Oral. We need a better word for that.
You are listening to Tangent Vision? I don't know. Tangent Vision?
Tangent Vision. Oh, man, back to, like, episode 3 or something. Stupidity goggles and tangent headphones. Or vice versa. That was a good cast. I listened to that while I was in Chicago. I was sitting on the train listening to that. Laughing my head off.
Now, bear in mind, I can't quite do this for long because my mum is going to be coming back to from China in like about an hour or so. So she's going to be coming around here and...
Believe me, there's absolutely no way this is going to last an hour. Like, have we even started yet?
Well, it's recording now, so obviously this could just be edited out, but, well, whenever you're ready,
yeah,
I mean.
Alright, you go ahead and start it off. I'm typing.
Okay, so welcome to Aural Tangent, or however the hell you meant to pronounce it. Aural, you make the decision on what the hell it's called, because to be quite honest, we don't give a damn.
So, exactly. So this is the previously known as Kuroshi podcast, and for those of you who have been like yelling and whining at me to put up a new podcast, in your face, new podcast, the last one being the Christmas episode, and here we are 3 months in.
Alright, so
yeah, we got the British My Voice and we got the Ian.
Yay. So, what exactly are we going to be talking about?
Random bollocks, because I don't really know, but I knew I needed a podcast.
Right, okay.
I have to wait for my microphone to come back in, and there we are. Alright, several new things. Skyjo, your curse on me has officially ended. And I will thank you very much to never put another curse on me again, because it turns out that yours work pretty darn well. For those of you who don't know what Skyjo's curse on me was, when I turned 15, she claimed that my next two relationships would be both awkward and strange, and both of them have been, and both of them have ended quite oddly. The first being that with Jason, and Skyjo, I swear to God, I'm still slightly angry with you for that, and Ian, you know what I'm talking about, and you just sat there and, laughed, so I've seen... Your stupid maniacal laughter that sounds horrible when you do it on purpose, but really amazing when you do it accidentally. The second one being that of Nick, but not Nicolaitius, Nick being Skyman, which ended...
And she breaks that again.
Sunday, that being yesterday. And that was just awkward as all get out, but we're both fine with it. And so I'm back all by myself again. Woo. So, Skyjo, I swear to God, if you ever curse me again, I will find you and beat you down with a Wiimote. Because that is my preferred weapon of choice. And for those of you who are sitting there in your homes, in your little chairs, listening to this for God knows what reason, saying, ha, I knew it, video games are evil, they cause violence, you're wrong. I am naturally a very violent person. So there, video games are not evil.
Yeah, like randomly running up to people and kicking them in the shin. For no good apparent reason.
No, there was a reason. We were dueling. Did you not hear the Mexican duel music, Ian?
The what?
The Mexican duel music.
Oh, that, right, okay, there's that, but I mean, you told me you would go and just kick anyone in the shins.
If they ticked me off, which most people do. Well, at least I'm not like Nicolaitius.
And she break. She's off.
He wanted me to stick limes up that guy's butt. That bad, huh?
Okay.
Remember when? That like three page. No, don't you remember that? When we were talking about the Sony guy, and you thought I dressed him up like a pickle, And then there was the bag of limes, and then Nick said that if I wanted to earn my place as his fangirl, I had to stick limes up at the guy. And then I just flat out refused, and he put me on the wobbly stool.
No, we meant putting limes in the eyes, not up the reverse.
You already sweared like 30 times at the beginning of this podcast. You don't need to call it reverse area.
Okay, whatever.
I just do because there are people in my house. People. I got so hyper today. Just off of, like, chocolate or something. But it was, like, the Mountain Dew hyper that I had that one time.
Oh, God.
Mountain Dew makes me stick to things! Wah!
Yes. And I look really weird in that picture. No, especially the last frame. It just looks like my jaw had been dislocated, shifted round to the right, and my eyes look really weird in that as well. But yeah, Emma's got a whole bunch.
How about you draw the comics from now on, you know? If you're just going to criticize every freaking thing I do with absolutely no gratification, I'm just going
to
stop.
Well, it's not like that I'm asking you to do them. You just do them, and then it's like...
Oh, okay. I see how it is. It's over, Ian. No more. No more for you.
Okay.
I temporarily withdraw from being your fangirl.
Now, okay, the one I did like was the one where you did those weird little snake people things and the weird, whatever the dude's name is, Mr. E.
You like the mines?
No, it's not like I don't like them, but... But it's that freaky one where I get scared of the bloke.
Yeah, I remember the one you're
like,
talking about.
You have not seen anything.
Yeah,
like,
the one Yeah, the one where Mr. E came up behind you, and I was like, you didn't see anything. You're just sitting there like, Emma, this guy off me. I'm trying to find that. I can't even find it now. No, I'm losing things. Yeah, that was a good one. Oh, that's not on... British My Voice, it's on Risu Onisaka because it had you in it. And the mines are strictly for... Or the British My Voice thing is strictly for the mines. Typing. Oh, I drew out that thing about Admiral today.
No.
the PS2 button, when you hold it, it's on standby, and he's like, no way!
Yes, I actually remember that. This happened...
I don't think it happened that long ago, did it?
No, I think this happened before, probably like, I think it was like before Christmas or somewhere between before Christmas and just after the New Year. And there was me, Andrew, and Admiral were on this talk, and Admiral had just rented out, Shadows of the Colossus, and he was telling me how much he really liked it, and I said, yeah, it's really good. And then he goes, oh, I find it really annoying how you can't turn the PS2 from the front of the console. And I'm like, dude, just hold the reset button for about 3 seconds. And he goes, what? Yeah, just hold the reset button in for about 3 seconds. So he turns around. And he goes, okay, I'm going to try this out. I'm going to save my game, and I'm going to try this out. And he holds it in and goes, dude, I never knew I could do that!
And this was Admiral?
Yeah, because, okay, the thing about the PS2 is that it's got a main power switch on the back, which is like your typical kind of rocker switch. However, a lot of people don't seem to know that when you hold in a
rocker
power
switch.
Button...
Sorry.
Rock! I had to say that.
it's like the Strong Bad email where he goes to press the enter button and he hits like this random button. This like guitar medley breaks down the background. It's like, whoa, what button was that? Gotta find that button. Rock button.
Yeah, you just have to see. All of a sudden, you just like switch it, and then all of a sudden, you get a huge guitar riff goes off, and you get a little hand sprouts out, and does the whole rock symbol with your hands.
No, you get the Excite Truck, the single guitar riff in Excite Truck, over and over again. It's like, oh, God.
Well, okay, I'll talk about later about Excite Truck, but I was clever and actually put MP3s on my SD card so that I don't have to put up with single riff crap. Anyways, but yeah, that was pretty funny when I told Admiral that, and he just freaked out because he told me he had like a PS2 ever since it came out in the US, and he had never known that. So he had a PS2 for something like 5 or 6 years and never knew about the whole holding the reset button.
Admiral discovers the rocker button. This PS2 goes up to 11.
Oh, God. Well, unfortunately, not quite, because it's made by Sony, and anything that's been crafted by the hands of Ken Kutaragi or else other from Sony...
Lies in his eyes.
Yes. But now we don't have to worry about Ken Kutaragi, because he got demoted. Ha ha ha! So, yeah.
Whoa, happy, but aren't you?
But now we have to put up with Kaz Harai. Ridge Racer! God's sake.
For those of you who don't know what Ian's talking about...
And she... out again.
Oh, join the club. I'm the president.
Okay.
That's right, you heard me. Shut up. I have no idea what you're talking about, because it's like, I just, when I'm on the computer, I draw, answer emails, Skype, that's about it. When you're on the computer, you're like, I'm going to go to every gaming news site that's ever existed, read all the recent stuff, read all the archives, then see if I can memorize it, just so I can use it against Emma in conversation. That's right, I know how your mind works. That's exactly what you do.
Okay!
When you're up at 3 o'clock in the morning with your pizza and your Dr. Pepper injected in your veins, that's what you're doing, is you're going through old gaming archives and stuff. You're like, okay, what can I memorize that she will never ever know and or care about? You just sit there and you memorize stuff.
Okay, well, first off, you probably wouldn't care because this happened... like last year at E3, and it was on that boring as hell Sony conference thing that they had, and they were talking about how you are going to be able to download PS1 games from the internet and put them onto your PS3 and then send them over to your PSP and all that rubbish, and they show off Ridge Racer, and then you have who was the president of Sony Computer Entertainment of North America comes along, Kaz Harai, and he basically screams out Ridge Racer in this kind of exaggerated American manner.
Ridge Racer! What?
So...
Oh! Speaking of exaggerated American stuff, your new avatar on Skype, I swear to God, my subconscious... No! Every time I see that, I think it's you. My subconscious has made me believe that that is what you look like, with the mullet and the mustache and the Japanese face.
Oh no, come on!
Oh man!
Yeah,
such
okay.
a funny commercial.
Okay, if no one knows what we're talking about, Nintendo's probably most hilarious adverts they've ever made was one which is in Japan, and it was the commercial for Mario Kart DS, and pretty much you have Luigi playing on his DS and he's trying to play people online, but what it happens is that there are many doppelgangers of Luigi facing him at the same time, so you've got Japanese Luigi, although he isn't actually Japanese, but the actor who's playing him is Japanese, he's playing against an American version of himself, a French version of himself, and an Italian version of myself.
But the best thing about this commercial by far is you get to see, like, how easily stereotyped each of those three countries are.
I know. I just...
like the American guy, he's got this horrible messed up mullet, this super thick, like, hideous mustache. He's wearing, like, a leather jacket, sitting at a diner. Oh, man.
No, but what I find...
The worst part is most of us are actually kind of like that.
But the funny thing is...
It's
pretty
accurate American.
I could have taken the Italian one, because the Italian one is hilarious. He just, like, turns around, grins, and winks at
you. Like, yeah, I've got the best moves and the best hair.
I have the best moves and the best hair.
I was talking to my friend Alyssa about that. I got, like, really sugar high in one of my classes, and she was just hanging out with me, because she had nothing better to do. and I was just standing there, like, paper macheing this giant piece of styrofoam, and all of a sudden, like, I just, like, randomly yell out, I've got the best moves and the best hair! And she turns around, she looks at me, and she's like, what? And I'm like, sorry, Ian, it just slipped out. Shut up! And so then I just, like, went and hid behind the thing, and she's like, what are you talking about?
And she breaks that again.
Like, I don't know, it's this thing that Ian says, it's really funny when he says it, and I don't think I can do it, but I really shook her hand, I don't care. Lots of yelling, but it was interesting.
Right.
So, okay. Yeah, there's that for you.
If anybody...
yeah,
I'm
going to back away
wants...
slowly.
Okay. But if anybody wants...
MMD.
What?
Ha! I knew what you were going to say. MMD, Maharaj Mac Daddy.
No.
Yes.
I was going to say, if anybody wants to know what that comes from, play Sega Soccer Slam and then play as the Italian dude.
Oh. Well,
I have the best moves and the best hair. It's funny as hell.
Hearing you of all people say that is extra funny. Cough, cough, hint, hint to the best hair part of the line. Cough. You're the one who calls it the lion's mane. So horrible.
And she breaks out again.
Did you give me Edward Elric's hair? No, I give you hair. Your freakishly orange hair. The lion's mane. What? Exactly. For those of you who have no idea what I'm talking about, and you're just sitting there with your mouth open, staring at your iPod, thinking, what am I listening to? Ian likes to refer to his hair as the lion's mane.
Because it's so, just yeah, there's... wild and long and stuff. Not well looked after.
Not well looked after. There is a lack of looking after in relationship to his hair. I've been having this really strange thing of like...
Oh, come on, come on. I mean, Nick, out of all people...
Generic hair!
No. But it's out of all of people, right? His ego shows off. This probably happened like about 3 or 4 years ago. But we were just going to go out and buy some video games in town. And I was around his house and I was waiting for him. And I was wondering why the hell he was taking so much time. So I go into his downstairs bathroom to find out he was plucking his own nose hair. And I was like, Nick, what the hell are you doing? It's like...
Oh, God!
Yes, it was quite
disgusting.
He's going
to kill you for saying that.
Oh, well, I've told
oh
that to him so many times. He probably wouldn't care by now. He
That's disgusting.
But he's just...
He
oh,
is so
God.
Egotistical. Oh, my God.
I know, there's me who... I don't give much too much of a damn about myself. And then there's him
or
who
any
is...
At all.
And then there's him who is, like, I have the best moves and
the
best
hair. Yep.
Although he does have mega generic haircut.
Yeah, I know. Generic hair. What do they think when they see a person wearing black? They think goth. What do they think when they see me walking down the street? They think, normal dude. Walking down the store to buy some crisps. Walking down the store to buy a Coke. Normal dude, generic hair.
Oh, God. Yeah, you accuse me of remembering everything that's on websites, and now you seem to remember everything about my old podcast. That's scary.
Hey, you know what? They didn't call me the fangirl for nothing.
Hmm.
Plus, most of the stuff you say is just really memorable. And Nick was just particularly funny. See, that's the thing. It's like I memorized most of what Nick said, because when you guys started out, I was Nick's fangirl, not yours. Like,
thanks.
You were just the guy who owned the podcast. Nick was the podcast. You just paid for it. That was it. And then he left, and I'm like, oh, man, I got stuck with him. Oh, well. I'm just kidding. Not really.
Oh, God.
That
right,
was weird.
Okay.
Ooh, stereo.
Oh, God.
No, sorry. It was, I was reading, D.N. Angel on the bus home, and it's like these...
And there she goes again, because that's...
Two people said something at the exact same time. This girl pops up from the back and goes, ooh, stereo. What?
Yeah,
what?
You keep breaking
okay.
out. Oh, God.
Good.
Let's just, stay away from the whole, I can't even remember his name now. Yeah! What?
I spent a freaking half an hour listening to someone say that. Half an hour, like, straight. Finally, I just, like, put the phone down on the pillow and I'm like, shut up! Just shut up! So bad. It was Chris, too, so even though I was yelling at him, he couldn't hear me.
No.
It was like, ah! Turn on your hearing aid! Stop doing that! So goddamn annoying! Oh, it was so great at Kendall the other day. So, do you guys have the movie 300 out there?
I think it's coming out soon.
Okay.
And she breaks it again.
Okay, so, oh god, it's a creepy picture. Sorry. I'm definitely not doing other things while podcasting. Shut up.
Yeah, right.
my attention is completely devoted to this one thing that I'm currently doing at this point in time. No, but so the other day at Kendo, I got there pretty early because I had a freshman from my school who was coming in, and I had to, like, show him around and stuff. And Chris is running around, and he's like, oh, come on, guys, I need someone who's, like, 17 to go with me to see 300. I want to see it so bad. Who can go with me after practice? And everyone's like, Chris, you need an adult. And he's like, yeah, I know, that's like someone who's 17, right? And we're like, you can't just ask a 17-year-old friend to take you to this movie and get you a ticket. It doesn't work like that. And he's just looking around. He doesn't even hear us. He's like, no, wait, what? No, I need someone who's 17. And he's like running around. He's like, Matt, will you go with me? And Matt's like, no, man, you know, I got to work or something or other. Kid's always working. So then our buddy comes in. Cam's already at university. He's a freshman there. I think he's like 17 or 18 or something. Cam's really hilarious. So Chris runs up to him, and he's like, oh, Cam, come on. Do you want to go see 300 with me after practice? And Cam wasn't really paying attention. He's like, oh, what? And Chris is like, come on, Matt, after practice, you and me, we're going to go see 300. And Cam just looks at him, and it's like silent for a few seconds, and then Cam just goes, oh, man, that was the best movie. I saw that yesterday. Chris just, like, broke down. We were laughing at him so hard. He's like, no, man, you got to go see it with me again. And Cam's like, oh, yeah, it was the best movie. He just starts talking about it. Chris is, like, broken. It was so funny. Good times, good times. Okay. Yeah, and then Cam finally got into his armor, his BOGU, so I spent a good couple of hours taking the Mickey out of him. And by Mickey, I mean, the you know, just beating him. It was fun.
Okay.
Good times at the dojo.
Oh, what have I got to talk about?
Okay. With what?
Huh?
Mom. Oh. Yes. Shut up.
Okay, then.
You be quiet. No, I was talking to my mom. She needs my help with something pretty soon. But until then, we shall continue to podcast.
Okay.
Dang, there was something I wanted to talk about.
Well, how about we talk a little bit about Death Note?
You can read my mind, by the way. That was...
Well, I just had that on my mind ever since you said, me, you, podcast now. so, yeah.
You make it sound so weird. yeah. Alright, so, Death Note. It's pretty darn cool. Unfortunately, I no longer have Skyman to drag to JFax and dress up as Light. So now I'm going to have to dress up as Light, and I'm going to have Alyssa be evil.
Oh my god. It's
that
like,
was
yes.
So creepy. Okay.
Here comes,
no,
here
no.
comes the cosplay
Ian, shut up. No.
Parade.
Okay. Yay. No, okay, that stuff is awesome. You're just against it because when you were a little kid, you tried to dress up as Cloud and you couldn't get your stupid lines made of a hair right, and then that kid broke your sword or whatever you were
yes.
crying about to me earlier. you cried. You know you did. I was there. No, but so. Yeah. Shut up.
I was.
You did too. You were not in high school. You were a child. Still are.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm
don't
23,
argue.
Damn you.
No, you're not.
Yes,
no, you're not.
I got a passport to prove it.
It's fake.
Shut up!
It is. It's fake. That's why you can only come to America with it. Because we've got bad security.
Oh, God.
You stupid British people with your top hats and your tea and your scones and your queen.
No, no, don't.
And your short
say
national
scone.
Anthem that most of you don't even know the words to.
Don't say bloody scones. That is such another class word. It's scones, okay? It's scones. I'm sick and tired of people looking at it and then they're saying scone. It's like, no, no, no. That's what the upper class people who have more money than sense say. And, yeah. But we pronounce it as scone. People upper class and have more money than their IQ times 100 is probably ridiculous. Yeah.
Well, we say scones because we're American and we feel that besides Manifest Destiny, have to change everything.
Yes.
Exactly. No, I agree with you on that.
Because it's
right.
it's like, ooh, look, here's a language which we're talking in. But to help the Europeans understand it, we will change every S into Z, and we will remove U's randomly, and we'll make things sound over-exaggerated, so we can look like we're a bunch of idiots to the rest of the world. But yeah.
Hey!
You were talking?
That was uncalled for slightly. I think we can both agree... We can both agree on just mocking Australia, though. Can a strike?
Australia. Australia. Can a strike?
That was great. Gonna go catch some kangaroos in the back paddock.
The back paddock. But yeah, they always have the upwards indentation every time.
Yeah, my Japanese teacher and I were talking about that. Cause she was talking about how like she couldn't understand English people. Because you guys go down at all the end of your sentences. And ooh! Ah, it's Aiden!
Excuse me?
My friend, your plastic ribcage. AKA Aiden.
Plastic ribcage? What? Hello?
Yes. I'm right here. Okay, like, you're the septic lemon, or as you like to refer to yourself, wing, and I'm British my voice, he's your plastic ribcage.
Okay.
So, he's online and he's texting me. No, he doesn't have a microphone. So,
that's
I'm
great.
Just
it's
sit
like,
here and like,
hi, I have Skype, but for some stupid reason, I don't have a microphone, which makes me really clever considering that Skype is actually used as microphone communication.
Nobody asked you. No, but we need to get back on the Death Note thing. Okay, for those of you who don't know what we were talking about, no, I have this, mine. Okay.
Mine! My precious! My precious! Anyways.
Okay. Whoa. That was strange.
Hello?
Huh. Sorry, temporarily broke the internet. Right, okay. So, those of you with your iPods, run downstairs or upstairs or... to the left or to the right or up or down, and turn on your computer, go to Google, and type in light space Death Note with a space between the death and the note. Okay, so that is what my Until Sunday boyfriend looks like. He, according to Ian, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, he looks exactly like Light from Death Note. Oh, I'm such a fanboy, oh, I'm foaming at the mouth, oh, he looks like Light. So, you know that was your reaction. You cannot deny it.
I said, hey, cool, he looks like Light, and then you just added the over-exaggerated bit. Because okay, this is what it was. She sends me a picture of when her and her so-called ex-boyfriend went to a prom.
What do you mean, so-called?
Well, I don't know what the scenario is, so shut up. But whatever his name
scenario.
Is, Skyman. Skyman.
I'm too
in
English
photo.
For the rest of you. Scenario. Inventory. I'm not making fun of you or your culture. What are you talking about? Be quiet.
But, anyways, so Skyman in that picture actually looks like Light Yagami, which is in Death Note, the main dude. So
that
I said, hey,
loud.
Cool, it looks like him. And then Emma, for the sake of being annoying like she is, decided to over-exaggerate it just so that it annoys me. But yeah, if you do take the picture of Light Yagami and Skyman in that particular photo, they look almost identical.
Well, you've never actually seen him up close, so. I mean, at a distance, yeah, but not up close.
Fair enough. But, anyways, if
No,
anybody.
you can't say that I'm being annoying because you're a horrible person to me 9 times out of 10. So, yeah, so I get to get back at you by being annoying. This is how these
Okay.
things work.
To complete the balance.
We hate each other.
But,
Also, I continuously refer to you as my sidekick. So.
yeah. So Death Note is about a dude called Light Yagami that finds a notebook fallen on the floor from the sky that has a bunch of, yeah, plump. And
Office
then
supplies are falling from the sky at rapid rates in local areas of Japan.
yes, and then Staples become bankrupt in Japan. Anyways, so yeah. But the first bunch of pages have rules about how you kill people with it, and he first off he decides that he's not gonna pick it up, and then he gets tempted, picks it up, and he tests it out, and he gets someone killed, who I think is a dude on a motorbike who was about to rape this woman, and then he just slams straight into a truck. Yeah. And all of a
Blood
sudden, he
everywhere.
then meets up with a creature known as a Shinigami,
Shinigami.
which is like a Japanese Grim Reaper, except there's more than one of them.
Watashi wa
And
Shinigami desu. Yay!
what?
I'm not speaking in Japanese. Continue about your daily business.
Daily business.
Pedestrian.
Right then. So yeah, this dude goes off and he writes the names of all these criminals, and he kind of overdoes it. And then the FBI and the
Fills up like 60 pages. Must kill
must kill criminals, must
everyone.
make
Yes.
me
That
must
was
make
crazy.
vengeance on the earth.
Even the Shinigami was like, I know, even the Shinigami was like, okay, you're already like 10 times the Shinigami than all of the actual Shinigami put together, and I've never seen anyone kill this many people off at once.
Yeah, and by the way,
The
Ryuk.
Shinigami is more human than light. Ryuk. Yep.
Yeah, Ryuk is he's pretty cool, and I can imagine him having a really rough Cockney accent.
Watashi wa lingo tabemasu desu ka?
But I don't know what that means.
I do.
But then there's another Shinigami called Rem, who.
I love that person.
Rem.
Yes.
He's weird.
It's a female.
I don't know. They call it a him, so I doubt it's female. Hello.
Oh, you think you know everything about stuff, but this time I know things. You
Okay.
think you know, but you don't. Rem
Right,
is a
okay.
female.
Okay, hold on. Let me just grab
They refer to Rem
number
as a guy because
5.
they don't. They refer to Rem as a guy because they don't know that she's a girl. I
Okay,
know, I
now
read
where's the
things, I
bit
watch
with
things.
Misa Misa? Or Misa Misa, or however the hell you pronounce her name. Do 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 do. Where is the profiles?
They're going to call Rem a guy until she finally admits that she's a girl. Which she is.
Okay, fine. You've spoiled it for yourself anyway. You watched the bloody movie.
So did you.
No, I only watched about 5 minutes of it until I got sick and tired of using a lot of my bandwidth just to stream a bloody video of an entire movie. But but yeah, there's Rem, and there's a few other Shinigami which are not really that important. Some little midget thing
Jealous.
that gets
Jealous.
was it called Jealous?
Jealous. Yeah, it's called jealous. The thing that was in love with Misa Misa?
Oh, it was some other woman.
What?
Yeah, there was right. Okay, there's that little dude that gets killed off by, because it was some other woman, he fell in love with some other woman, and he tried to protect her, but he knew that the timeline of this woman was going to be up, so...
That was jealous, falling in love with Misa Misa. Rem just happened to be there, Rem picked up the Death Note, and went and gave it to Misa Misa, because it was rightfully hers.
Okay, but I swear it was just a random woman that we never actually knew the name of. But, nah.
No.
Okay. But yeah, I've got book six.
You're wrong!
I've got book six and seven. I haven't actually started to read them yet, but, it's a really cool manga. I've liked it. It does have points where it's really slow and barely anything happens, but then you do get this kind of story twist galore and stuff like that. And I love the fact that this is kind of a spoiler. So spoiler alert.
Turn off the podcast for 30 minutes. That was only like 3 minutes. That's what I said. 3 minutes. You said 30 minutes. No, I said 3.
Anyways,
another Wadge quote. Speaking of which, I'm grabbing a piece of paper and I'm writing Wadge in tremendously large letters because I need to talk to you about that in about 2 seconds.
And she breaks out again.
When you're done with whatever this spoiler is.
Okay, the spoiler is that Light admits that he could be Kira. And, okay, first off, Kira is the code name to the person who is doing all these killings. And
Kira is the Japanese way to say killer. So, because they don't have L, so it's Kira, like that.
Alright.
So, just
but
a little
it's still
background.
Kira. But anyways, so he admits to being Kira, and he gets put into this cell, and I think he mentally starts wanting to forget that he was ever the owner of the Death Note, to the point where he forgets, and he doesn't become Kira. And all of a sudden, this big organization picks up Misa Misa's book and uses Rem to take out some people. But yeah, there's a lot of plot twists and a lot of NJA or whatever the hell the Japanese...
I'm pretty sure you're saying this either all out of order and or wrong.
Oh, shut up.
But
well, you make it... Okay, you do it then.
What?
I'm just going to sit here and listen to you.
I haven't read the whole series. I'm just saying from what I know, some of it sounds different than what I've seen. / read.
Right, well, first off, I've been told that the movie's slightly different to the books, but...
I was reading the book.
What it is that he gets interrogated and he's thrown into a cell. All of a sudden, Ryuk leaves him and he starts to snap out of it and becomes the person who he was from the beginning. And he can't remember any... He knows about the Death Note, but he doesn't remember actually owning the Death Note. So he joins up with L... Or Ryuzaki, or whatever he starts calling himself, to find out who has the Death Note. And there's this big organization that has picked up
Misa's
Death Note.
Speaking of when calling himself, you know how he tricked Light into saying that he was like Lind L. Taylor or something like that, and it turned out to be like a criminal, and L. killed the... Yeah, I found someone that actually has that name. It was crazy.
Oh,
I saw it, and I was like, dude! Yeah, no, it was cool. It was cool.
Okay, well, that's my spoiler done and ended. I had to repeat it several times because Emma doesn't believe me for some reason.
I still don't believe you!
Okay, well, you start reading 4, 5, and 6 and whatever, and you'll find out. But yeah, what were you going to talk about, Wadge, again?
Oh, right, yeah. I'm sitting here, like, coloring it in, and I'm like, what? No, I wasn't going to talk about that. And then I look down at what I'm doing, and I'm like, oh. Right, okay, got a bone to pick with you. When's the third season coming out?
I don't have a clue, because first off, there's a lot of busy stuff happening here. Stuff such as my mum going in and out of the house. Okay, what was happening was that my mum...
Sounds like Nick.
My mum was working for a... this house turned into a dormitory for Cambridge University. But she has now... but now she's going to quit the job because she is sick and tired of the pompous female students that are living there, treating her like crap and treating her as if she's a maid. So she is leaving and she's coming back to my house. I have no idea what's going to happen. Apparently Nick has been telling Sam, who I wanted to go on my podcast, how he thinks podcasting is a dull and boring thing to do.
Wow, way to go, Nick.
Yeah.
Jeez, what is with him?
So, there might be a possibility...
He's secretly podcasting behind our backs.
Yeah, and he has no internet, so I don't know how that's possible. Because
he's got, like, a podcast called, like, Generic Hair Online or something. Generic Hair Podcast.
No,
how to cut your hair and be a generic guy all around. Yeah.
But, yeah, I did say late February, but unfortunately it's probably gonna... I don't know what's gonna happen. It might happen...
It imploded upon itself, therefore it shall never exist, and it shall live on in our lives simply as a hopeful dream for the future, never to come into realization.
That's all... Or it could happen when I leave university, which is going to be somewhere at the middle of May, I think.
Okay, everybody write that down. Middle of May. MiddleOfMay. Middle of May. All right, everyone got that? Because that is when Ian claims to be leaving university. Will he pass? I don't know. Tune in.
But. So, yeah, that's probably just going to be the first time.
Waits for the explosion.
Boom. But, yeah.
I don't believe in spontaneous kaboom! That was a good shirt. I wrote that. I'm going to check on it right now because I entered it in this thing. It was, like, shirt, like, slogans, and I just typed out, I don't believe in spontaneous kaboom, and I need to see how the voting is going. Sorry, that's just... Of 51 votes, 20% like it. That's
great.
Depressing. As is many of the other things that I submit to the internet. Woo! Huzzah for... stuff. Forgot what I was gonna say.
No. Anyways, shall I talk a little bit about Excitruck?
I made a candle the other day.
That was a really random answer to that. It's like, yes.
Was there a question?
Can I talk about Excitruck? And you said, I made a candle the other day. I was like, okay.
I didn't even... Yeah, I got wax on my math homework. It was sort of unfortunate.
You can just say I sealed this with wax seal.
Except that it was just like a piece of paper. Sorry. Zoned out for a second there. Go ahead, talk about Excitruck.
Okay, so I got Excitruck a few weeks back. Okay. Despite me, I traded Monkey Ball for the Wii in because Monkey Ball on the Wii is not as good as Monkey Ball on the GameCube. So I went in, traded it in. I actually got quite a good deal for it. I got something like £25 off, which is probably like the most money I've ever got out of a game from any shop ever. But I ended up with it, and the problem I had. The original problem I had was, am I going to like this or not? Because this was kind of one of those games where it was kind of snuck into the grey area, where you have a lot of people who like it and a lot of people who hate it, and it's kind of like, oh god. I was actually going
to
go into...
Allusion to another WAD podcast. Not grey, black and white. No colour, black and white. Looks like something someone shoved into a photocopier.
Jesus Christ. Anyways, unfortunately, I wasn't able to rent any games because the Blockbusters near me do not rent out Wii games. They only sell them for some reason, which is weird. Why would a rental place be selling stuff? But anyways, so I take this home and I start playing it, and I actually find out I kind of like it. So I'm sitting there, and it's a pretty cool game. What I was scared about was how the motion controls were going to work on Excite Truck, and I actually found out it's actually fairly decent as for the controls. What I like is that drift turning is incredibly easy. You just over exaggerate the turn and you execute a drift turn, and that's kind of cool. And then you've got the turbos, which you just press anything on the D-pad. The two button is accelerate, the one button is brake, and that's all you need to know. And it's kind of cool because when you execute a perfect land, just like on Excite Truck on the old NES, you execute a free boost without needing to use any of the... Well, you do something called a cold boost, which means your engine doesn't overheat, which is kind of cool. The cool thing about this game is, as I was saying a few minutes ago, was that if
which
you
game?
Have an Excite Truck... I hate you. If you have an SD card... shut up.
Freaking podcast. You don't tell me what to do.
Right, okay.
Except for the fact that you're currently recording. Dang!
Anyways.
As a tyrant, I've created my own downfall. Ah, Caesar!
Okay.
Sorry.
What is this? Quote the Wad Show.
Oh, you remember that one?
Oh, God.
Wikipedia! I am not drunk. No, I am not.
Shut up!
Slightly tipsy off of tap water. No.
Pictionary.
Scotch and Coke.
Anyways. So if you have an SD
Pictionary!
Card, you can
Yahtzee!
Oh, shut up.
I tried that with my mom's. No, it's my podcast. It has tangent in the name. I'm completely entitled.
Right, okay. If you have an SD card, you can load MP3s onto the SD card, and you can practically have a kind of Xbox-style custom soundtrack.
See, I tried that, and it didn't work, but I was using, like, an SD card from a camera, so...
Well, okay, you make a directory on the SD card called Music, and you shove all the MP3s on it, and then you go to the sound options and go to custom.
I don't have a card reader, though.
That's probably what it is. You need to have a card reader.
I've got, like, little...
It's like, yes, I'm going to force music onto my camera.
There's a wire, like, jammed up the SD card, and, like, in the flash drive. Why won't it work? Yeah. Ow! So, I just got a splinter in my foot.
Okay,
stupid
then.
Desk.
But
bit me.
Yeah, so
I made
just
a candle
and...
yesterday. I saw that, Mom. Bread.
Okay, so as I was saying, you load MP3s onto your SD card,
cinnamon with freezing.
And you can
avocado.
Play them on Excite Truck, so you don't have to put up with the single riff music that which is kind of disappointing on Excite Truck, and use your own music. So I've put like a load of Motley Crue and some Motorhead, and what else have I put in? I'm looking at my CD collection right now. I can't remember. Oh, Iron Maiden I put on it. Mainly rock and metal and stuff like that, because that's my music preference. But, yeah. So listening to that rather than the it is probably a lot more better on the
No, I only do it when you actually say the words.
Right. But yeah. In my preference, if you like arcade style racing games, which is like Mario Kart or Rush, or I'm just trying to think of a few, Burnout, you'll like this game, but if you're like Andrew, who needs the game to be freaking realistic, you need to execute drift turns in some stupid way possible.
I'm not sticking to the leather! I should
five buttons at the same time. Then you might not like this game. But if, as I said, if you like your arcade races, this is definitely the game for you. So, yeah. If you can rent it, go rent it. If you can't rent it, trade in a really crappy Wii game and see if you can get a lot of money out of it. But
I give this game a 10 out of 10.
No, I'm not going to give it a score.
Cough, cough, mocking Ian. Cough.
I used to get mocked.
However, if Ian was to score it, it would in fact be a 10 out of 10.
No,
9 out of 10. Yeah.
9 out of 10. God, I remember.
Pac-Man, 9 out of 10. Legend of Zelda: Twilight Princess, 9 out of 10. Ridge Racer, 9 out of 10. Mario.
No,
Kart.
No. It's not Ridge Racer. It's Ridge Racer. Anyways.
Oh man.
Get
the best moves and the best hair.
I have the best moves and the best hair. Oh, God. Okay, so I talked a bit about Excite Truck, now what?
Sorry, I was a bit late on that one. I was typing something.
Now what?
Now?
Yes.
No, I don't need this. Thanks, though.
Okay, she's now talking to her mother.
Yes.
Yes.
It's not my fault. Yes.
Yes.
Dell support. Ow. Oh, I hate that. Well, my computer, because it's a Dell, if you start taking the mic out of Dell, I'm going to turn this off right here and now. So please don't, because this is a good podcast so far. Dell gets the job done. That's all I need. I don't need anything fancy. And you can't even talk, because your computer is made by Sony. Meh. No, but
true,
because
but at least it does a better job than your Dell. I know that for certain.
No, because my computer's a Dell, I get these nice little Dell updates, and they sort of have like a Skype-esque-ness to them.
Bing!
But, no, it's worse than that. No, when like, you know how...
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da!
Oh, when Skype opens, it goes, whoa, like that. Like a video sort of noise. Well, when these Dell updates come, it's like you could have your like computer volume on like 1. Not that it's really numbered, but like for the sake of the argument, it would be like 1. The Dell update would come up on like 7. So I'm sitting here with like perfectly normal volume on, and then all of a sudden I just hear zing, and I'm like, ah, God! But it does it like all of a sudden, completely out of the blue. It's really annoying.
Yeah, you know you could just, like, find the WAV file that's on, just delete it, and it wouldn't do it.
Hmm. Possibly.
It's like, I can just imagine this. Emma Hacksaws tries to find the WAV file. Makes that a noise.
That was a kind of cool noise.
But, yeah, Dell is a bunch of poo. I do have an announcement to make. I finally got myself a job, although it's volunteering work. But yeah, I now work at this little PC place that builds.
Ian's a janitor.
No, I'm not a janitor. I work rebuilding
You were
PCs. I were a janitor, but I did that for like one day.
I were a janitor. Grammar, literally, throw it out the window! Sorry.
I are janitor.
Get that away from you! Pink elephants. Oh God, I just scared myself. That is the creepiest Disney song ever.
Right, okay.
You know. You all know.
What, Midnight Before Christmas? No. No, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, Tim Burton just twitched somewhere. As did I.
Anyways, so I have this new job, and for some reason, this guy comes in with, like, about 15 of these damn Dells, and Who had the job? Me! So there I am.
You are so
around.
Racist to, like, no. computers. You computer was... racist!
But it was aggravating, though, because the thing is, right, okay, you need to know a little bit about PCs to understand what I'm just about to talk about right now.
For those of you who think he's about to talk about PCs, you're right. Turn off the podcast now, and for about 5 minutes later, I'll get back into the good stuff. All right, you were saying, Ian?
Anyways, so all the drives, right, okay, in your typical kind of PC, you will have, whenever you put in a hard drive, or a CD-ROM drive, a DVD-ROM drive, floppy drive, etc., you screw it into the case. So you get these little screws, you get a screwdriver, and you screw it into a slot. Now, with people like Dell, they want to make it easier. So they put these freaking green things on the side of everything, so you could easily shift them back and forth. The problem is that the person who gave these to me took them all out, which means I had to improvise a way of trying to get these drives in the machine and keep them secure. But no, that kind of failed. All the drives were hanging out of the machine, and it was kind of dangerous. I only had
pretty
about...
much just sounds like you failed to do your job.
No, I got the machine
not
running.
Actually, but maybe.
I had the machine running all right. It's just I didn't have enough of these bloody green strips to keep the damn drive secure. And it was like, Dell, why can't you just use screws for crying out loud? But no, then I had to put up with these poxy green sliding things. And this are like, yes, you can easily remove and attach your drives to your PC with these green strip things. There was me trying to fit one of these things in, and I almost broke the entire plastic casing because it got jammed in the middle. So there I was, pushing all my force into getting this this I think it was like a DVD-ROM drive in. And I almost break the front of the case because it was like... it was just so hard to get that damn DVD drive in. And it was like, the front was slightly popping out because
DVD.
Had pushed it in so fast.
Yes!
What?
Lackadaisy. Love this stuff.
So yeah,
something that you don't care if I hear or not, because I'm not going to pay attention to you for about, like, a minute.
Well, I'm kind of done anyway. So that's one reason to hate Dell. They don't use screws. They use these crappy little green slidey things, which don't even work in the first place. And the bloke who gave me these PCs didn't give me enough of them. So, yeah, I could only make about three out of ten machines were actually working right. So yeah, that was my brilliant first day at work, which was 3 weeks ago. So yeah. Hopefully I don't have to put up with those machines anymore. But 2 weeks ago I was working with laptops, which was kind of fun. It's like, yay, billions of screws everywhere. I had to sort out this guy's laptop, and then we just came to the agreement that it was absolutely impossible to repair. And we figured out that his USB ports were all mangled up and had short-circuited his entire machine. But yeah, now I'm finished, so... Hello?
What? Oh, sorry, what?
I'm done.
Oh, keep going, I'm not done yet.
Okay, what should I talk about now? I have no idea. Actually, something that me, Nick, and a whole bunch of my other friends have been really into are these fantastic videos. Now, this was on British TV quite a few years ago, but there was a TV program which would mock education. Oh yeah, like I'm really going to mention all their names, even some
no,
of them
I'm
I don't
just
even.
No, I'm laughing at the fact that you have like other friends than Nick.
Shut up. There's these videos on YouTube. It's called Look Around You. Now, anyone who's ever seen educational videos in the UK, like late 80s, early 90s, will have that kind of really ridiculous, really cheap made look to them. Well, if you go and look up for Look Around You, type in Look Around You Maths, which is the first episode.
Oh, God, that was funny.
It, It's like,
I'm not paying attention to you, I just have selective hearing.
Turn your calculator onto maths. pretty much it's like a real big spoof on old educational videos that were made in the UK. And it's hilarious because it's like, they even come up for why maths are called maths, and it's like this absolutely over-the-top acronym. Kind of like Wedge. What was the other stuff that was on there? Oh yeah, and they would give you like these really ridiculous questions, like Imhotep is bigger than someone, and then someone is bigger than another person. Please write your answer after the end. And then the answer is, oh, Imhotep is invisible, therefore he has no height or mass, or something ridiculous like that. It's actually kind of funny. Some other ones I'm trying to think of. There's one called Water. There's one called Water, which is funny. And there's... Oh, what's the other one? But there's actually two series to Look Around You. The first Look Around You is based on the educational videos. The second series of Look Around You is actually based on a bunch of TV shows, which was called Tomorrow's World, which they used to make some really ridiculous things, like robot maids will be working for us in 1987 or something.
That'd be sweet.
But it's kind of funny because they believed that there was going to be a computer that would shave our faces each morning or something.
Gross.
And but yeah, there's two series. Apparently, they've just released both series of Look Around You on DVD over here. So I'm guessing that Nick will be blatantly getting them because him and Chris find them hilarious. So. Look around for that. If look around you, look around for them. Okay. Wow. We've practically done almost a whole hour. Almost an hour. Probably about 15 minutes.
Oh my god!
Minutes.
No way. Dude.
It's like.
Sweet.
So, you want to finish this, or you've got something else to say? Since it is your show after.
Yeah, you couldn't tell that just by listening, though. That's for sure. Still thinking.
Oh, come on.
What?
Just come to an agreement. Or I'll just take over and I'm just going to shut it down, because I haven't got anything else to say.
The system is down!
What?
The system. The system is down. Don't you know about...
Oh, noes!
About the system? Everybody knows about the system, and you must know about the system. It's like, the system. You know? The system.
The system, you know, the really big system that controls more other systems and does a lot of... stuff?
No, not that system. The different system.
System 2.0?
No, system 10.2.
10.2? Oh, God. Are we now talking about Apple?
I thought we were talking about Final Fantasy.
No! Don't talk about 10.2. 10.2 is the worst Final Fantasy game in the universe. No, don't even make me remember that. Okay, my story about 10.2, I bought it like a few days after release over here. I start playing it. I was so sick and tired of it. Within 1 hour, I sold it on eBay. Oh my god, I do not even want to remember that game. Oh, it's like... It's Final Fantasy, but it's like Charlie's Angels! No! Brain melting! And the fact that all the classes were actually dresses, and you had to change dresses to do stuff. Like, could it be any more girly?
Quote Ian. Oh, it's like a flippin' woman. I'm a fairy! Unquote.
Oh, God. But, Yeah, this really bad game 10-2. Although, talking about Final Fantasy, I did get Final Fantasy 12, but I probably won't be talking about that today, because I could just rant about that all day.
The kitty bit him in the face.
What?
Sorry, I'm reading stuff because I'm such a bad host that I'm just like,
It's like, I'm going to ignore my listeners now. Goodbye. Okay, ooh, are we going to stop this now?
Wait, no. Thing. Dang it. Yeah, okay, we can stop this. This is pretty horrible. Alright, so for those of you who are hoping for a quote-unquote Kuroshi podcast, now called RL Tangent, to be completely dominated by Ian, you got your wish, but I was pretty lazy today. So, yeah, if Ian, you would be kind enough to shut this down, like the system is down, and send it over to me, I'll put some crazy music on the beginning and end, and we'll call it a podcast.
Okay, so...
Signing off, Andrew Lane.
Oh, God. Andrew Lane.
Nah. Our salute to the Aussie. Sans Australia, girt by sight.
Okay, now I'm scared.
Hey.
Okay, off.
The end.